comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rachel Bas Geula, Chaya Aviva Bas Shainul Miriam, Leah Esther Bas Frimit. They should all be zocha to everything good, and a special refuah shleima for Chaya Rezel, Bas Dina and Eitan Yehuda, and Debbie Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're basing this shir on the Shiurei Iwan HaTalmud of Hagaon HaGadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, about whom Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was said to have remarked that the Goyim have Einstein and we have Rabbi Abba Berman. Tosus, beginning of the Masechta in Dibra Maschil V'Achos Ishto, writes, Ve'afilu b'nidosa mashma b'psachim d'bas yibum hi, that even when a woman is in nida, she's yibumable. You can do yibum with her even when she's in nida. Because Rabbi Yochanan says there, Ishto nida bo'al chayiv. When a man's wife is in nida and he was bo'al her, he's chayiv. Yevimtoi nida bo'al potter. But he's potter if his yevam is in nida and he has beer with her. Potter from onish. Frak the Gemara maishna yevimto, the maishna yevimto. Why is yevam different than your potter? And for the Gemara, the Kavod mitzvah, because he's doing a mitzvah when he's kon his yavama. He's doing a mitzvah when he has beer with his yavama. Tosus concludes, fear tois, mashma de kanila. He's kona her. In other words, when he does this mitzvah of having beer with the yavama, it's mashma that he's kona her. And that's why he's pater. We see from this Tosfos Yesod that how are you mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum? By being koneh. Because the Gemara in Pesachim doesn't say you're koneh. The Gemara in Pesachim just says that you did a mitzvah when you have beer with the Yavama. Tosfos, like tea, they add that you're koneh. So you see that the Yibum, according to Tosfos, the mitzvah is the kinyan. However, it would seem that the Rambam does not agree with this. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Yibum, in the first parak, in the first halacha, writes, Mitzvus esei min haTorah, sheyiyabeim odom eishes ochiv me oviv, bein min hanesuin, bein min haerison, imes below zera. To Mitzvus esei min haTorah, that a person should do Yibum with the wife of his late brother from his father, his paternal brother, whether it was from a union of Erisin or Nisuin, if he dies without seed. As it says, Uven ein lo yavama yavo alea. If he doesn't have a son, they have bia. So we see that the Rambam defines the mitzvah of Yibum, mitzvah says in the Torah, sheyiyabeim adam eishes achiv. He doesn't say anything about kinyan. He just says that it's a mitzvah to do Yibum. And he brings the pasuk, yivama yavo ala, bia. So, Leiden Rambam, according to the Rambam, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is bia. Ubezem akayim mitzvah Yibum. And so holds the Minchas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches, who writes, V'nei Abba Yevim To Bein Bezodim. If somebody has beer with his Yevama, whether it's L'Shem Znus, it's B'Shogeg, it's B'Ones, no matter what, he's Kone. Ayin B'Gemara Perek Abba Yevim To Demar Bina Mekor, he learns from Pasuk, says the Minchas Chinuch. Im ken ev shen hita kana isa vave yishta mekom mekom mitzvah shem yizbarach leki and ki tzorach kavana lotzeis. If he does it without proper kavana lotzeis, so you're right, ein achinami, he's kona her and she's his wife. However, he still hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah. V'nafkamin, and the nafkamin would be the chayvus ha-mitzvah mutolav, he still has to do the mitzvah. Lo yigar shenu teichav ad shiyavu alel l'shem mitzvah. He shouldn't divorce her until he has bia l'shem mitzvah, and he should be mekayim the mitzvah. So we see that the minchas chinuch holds that the mitzvah is the bia. And since he wasn't mechavin when he did the bia, l'shem mitzvah, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, even though he did the kinyan. Because if you hold that the mitzvah, the mitzvah is the kinyan, so he was koner her the first time around, why does he have to do it again? The Menachas Chinuch says, no, if he didn't have koner l'shem mitzvah, even though he was koner, he has to do it again. So you see that the mitzvah is not the kinyan. So according to the Tosfos, the mitzvah and the kinyan are one. If you're koner, you do the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, and according to the Menachas Chinuch, they're two separate things. The mitzvah is the bia, and then there's another aspect, there's the kinyan. And therefore the Menachas Chinuch says, you can do the kinyan without having done the mitzvah. And we see in the Gemara in Pesachim that we alluded to earlier, Ayin Beis Amid Beis, that if the Yavam is Baal Anida, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Siyibum. Frek the Achronim, Rabbi Baruch Ber, and the Birka Shmuel and Simon Beis Os Aleph, Rabbi Elchanan and Simon Yud Aleph, Os Aleph in the Kovetz Haaretz, that it's a mitzvah above Avera. How's he Mekayim Mitzvah Siyibum? He has beer with a nida, it's an Avera. How are you Mekayim Mitzvah Siyibum with a nida? It's a mitzvah above Avera. And they answer that the inyan of mitzvah above Avera is only Shayach when the Maisa itself is the Guf HaMitzvah and the Avera is also in the Maisa. The Avera and the Mitzvah are one and the same. When the Iker Mitzvah is the outcome of the Maisa and the Asiya is just like a Hechsher Mitzvah and the Avera is Beguf HaMaisa, not B'Totzah HaMaisa. So the Mitzvah is B'Totzah HaMaisa and the Avera is Beguf HaMaisa. That's not a Mitzvah above Avera, and therefore the mitzvah siyibum, that the maisa bia, is not the etzem ha-mitzvah. Rather, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the toitzah, the tachlis of the maisa bia. The mitzvah is the kinyin that comes through the bia, that through this she becomes his wife. It's not a mitzvah baba vera. What's the avera? The etzem maisa bia with the nida. What's the mitzvah? The kinyan that is the outcome of the bia. That's not a mitzvah above avera. Azoy zogin, Rebbe Baruch Ber, and Rebbe Elchanan. However, this only works according to Tosfos. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of yibum is the kinyan. So then you can make the chiluk that the avera is the bia. And the mitzvah is the kinyan, the outcome, there's no mitzvah above avera. But the Shita Sarambam, that the mitzvah is the maisa bia itself, which is the avera. What are you going to do about mitzvah above avera? So we can answer based on a diuk in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvah is esei min haTorah, sheyiyabim adam eishes achiv. It's a mitzvah says in a Torah that a person should do yibum with his brother's wife. Why didn't he say mitzvah says in a Torah she yavo adam al eishes achiv yivama yavo aleh? What do you mean she yiyabem? Say she yavo like the pasuk. So it would appear that from this we see that the Rambam is telling us shteida. What's written here in the Rambam pokatuv, that the mitzvah of Yibum is not the etzem maisa habia. The mitzvah is that through the maisa bia, this woman has the inyan of Yibum done to her. So it emerges according to this that the mitzvah is mitzvah the maisa bia. The mitzvah is mitzvah the inyan Yibum that's done to the woman through the maisa bia. Like the famous chiluk of the Beis Halevi, chiluk alav simin beis ozayin between mitzvah chilas matzah, mitzvah chilas kachah, mitzvah chilas matzah, the mitzvah is the chila, mitzvah agavra. He has to eat matzah, and therefore he has to eat a kezayis. Masha'en ken achilas kachim, the mitzvah is mitzvah the carbon, that the bsar kachim should be eaten, and therefore if a person eats less than a kezayis, the mitzvah is still fulfilled. Because you're right, there's no achila mitzvah the gavra, but the kachim were eaten, and bezen is kaima ha-mitzvah. So we can say the zelbazach legabe yibum. That the maisa is the maisa bia, but the mitzvah is like kachim, it's the outcome. Now the yibum has been done to her. So the fizeh, shitzaramam, is very good. There's no chisaron a mitzvah baba avera, because the kiyum mitzvah and the avera are not the same. The kiyum mitzvah is the inyan ayibum, which is the outcome of the bia. The tachlis of the maisa bia, which is now there's been yibum. And the avera is the etzem maisa bia. It's not a mitzvah baba avera. The Birka Shmuel also asked al atzad that the mitzvah yibum is the maisa habia. If so, why do we require a miyut that katan can't do yibum? Kuf yad alef amid beis. Why don't we say that it's like eating matzah when he's a katan? And then he became a gadol on Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, he eats his matzah. He's not a gadol yet. He didn't have his two sirus yet. And then all of a sudden, boom! Sirah comes in, or if you hold that it's meis leis, so he was born at the... He was born at 9:30 at night, so only at 9:30 now he can eat matzah. There's a shita like that. So somebody ate matzah bekatnuso, and then he became a gadol. He has to eat again. What he ate, when he wasn't a bar chayuv, is not called a maisa mitzvah. So too, when he was miyabim, when he was a katan, it's not a maisa mitzvah. He wasn't a bar chayuv. He has to do it again. So why don't he need a miyud from the pasuk? So it's Mukhruch. That the mitzvah yibum is the kinyan. And therefore, without the miyut, it would be effective even if the miyabim was a katan, even though he's not a bar chiyuva, since the kiyum mitzvah is mitzad the maisa of the gavra. But it's memeil mitzad the tachlis. That was done through the maisa that he was konaher. So in other words, he did this maisa, and then memeil there's a kinyan that a katan can do. That's a kiyum mitzvah, even b'katan. Like the famous Reb Chaim Halevi al Rambam, Hilchos Karban Pesach 5:7, that b'Pesach ikor haMitzvah chala al hachefta shel maisa mitzvah shi hakorvus hakorban she'olo lo. The b'zeh shakorban oylo shem b'ayla v'havi kiyum mitzvah sheboi memeilo. V'chagavne the kiyum mitzvah nasis memeilo shuv hadur dina dechayal dim kiyum mitzvah gam b'cheir shayt v'katan. Ma'ashenkein b'mitzvah achilas matzah. The etzem maisa mitzvah. Dehu achilas matzah leka shum chalois din ala chevtze rak de choyvaso ba mitzvah hi de mishavida le kiyum mitzvah akein shaper minu duchere shayt vokad la b'nei chiyuvininu memeo lego b'gam diyum mitzvah kiyum mitzvah kla. Reb Chaim says, sorry if I read it too quickly, that b'pesach the ikra mitzvah tzchal on the chevtze of the maisa mitzvah, that what, that the akrav is a carbon is ololo, that it counts for him. So memeo if you're makriv a carbon for the katan, you did this maisa, but the kiyum mitzvah is that now it counts for him. So a kiyum mitzvah that it's automatic, that it's not because of the actual maisa that he's chayiv to do. There he can be mekayim a mitzvah. Mashenkein b'chayiv shayit v'kot. Mashenkein achilas matzah, that you need to do the etzem maisa mitzvah, which is the achilas matzah. There, that a katan can't do. So this is all like Tosis, that there's a kinyan, and since there's a kinyan, memela there's a havamina that a katan can do it. A katan does the maisa, but since the ikar isn't the maisa, it's the outcome, which is an automatic, which is the kinyan that the Torah gives him. So there's a havamina a katan can do yibum, and kamash malan, you need a pasuk than that. However, according to Das HaRambam, that the mitzvah seems to be the maisa bia, not the kinyan. Kim tzirik, the kasha, the Birka Shmuel, is reinstated. And without a miyut, you know a katan can't do it. A katan can't do a maisa mitzvah. He's not chayiv. However, based on what we explained in the Rambam, we have a teretz even lefi the Rambam to the kasha, the Birka Shmuel. Because in a chinami, the mitzvah is not the maisa bia itself. The mitzvah is the tachlis hayotze maisa bia, that now the inyan of yibum has been accomplished with this woman. And if it's not on the etzem ha-maisa, but an automatic outcome, that a katan can do, like we saw Reb Chaim with Hilchos Karban Pesach. So Baruch Hashem, we learned some big yisodos in this shir, between Tosis and the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch, is the mitzvah, the kinyan, or not. In Pashtus, we learned in the Rambam, that the mitzvah is the etzem maisa abiyah, but then we're medayik from the lashon yibum that no, that he does the maisa abiyah, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the inyan of yibum that comes out of it. And with that, we were metirates with both. Now, according to both Tosis and the Rambam, we can be metirates why it's not a mitzvah by avera, because the avera is the maisa, and the mitzvah is the outcome, either the yibum or the kinyan. And we can also explain the havamina that a katan can do it, because if the mitzvah was the etzem maisa, he couldn't. But since it's an automatic outcome, you would think he could. And kamash on the pasuk that not beautiful. No, we should be zelcha lomol do lelami lishma v'lasos. Well, the kaim is called divrei salmo teirasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.